Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bring it dope in the views, honest reviews. Artfully and amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, always purring in the news. Wednesday days of 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. To the boys, L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? It's Not Your Head Wednesday right here on the D-Hour Show, getting it in tonight. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. You're not hearing things. It's your boy D Slate. I'm covering from my man L1 tonight. He's not feeling good. A little under the weather, but he'll be back with the peeps next Wednesday. He'll be back with you guys next Wednesday. But for sure, your boy D Slate is in the building with you guys on Not Your Head Wednesday tonight. Got my girl RC in the building. What's going on, RC?
It's Wednesday. I'm happy to be here. Just hanging out, you know, having a good time.
How do you do? I'm good, RC. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back in the mix.
Me too, 'cause I've been a little sick lately. Lots of communication. Yeah.
I'm back. I'm here. It's me. You know, sister. You know, we got much love for you, so you already know you all good. But we just glad everything's cool, everything's okay. We glad you're back. And RC, we getting it in tonight. We getting it in tonight, sis. We gonna be talking to Bath Bunny from the hit TV show Making a Band 2.
Oh, okay. Where's she been?
We gonna find out. But she been doing her thing though. She's got this hip hop battle show that she does called Queen of the Ring. I'm telling you, I checked out a few videos on it, and I'm gonna tell you right now, some of the female hip hop artists that I've seen on there got straight skills. I definitely can't wait till we talk to some of them and get some of them on our show as well, because they definitely be doing their thing. It's some real nice ones. So I definitely can't wait to talk to them. But definitely can't wait to get it in with her tonight and talk about what she's working on, what she's got going on, and see what's been up with her. But we're gonna get it in with her tonight. Not Your Head Wednesday, so y'all know on Not Your Head we always play some hip hop hits, and so I got a few hits for you guys tonight, so we definitely gonna get it in on that. And got some information. Supposedly Drake has been seen with Delicious from Flavor Love.
Oh gosh, he's making his rounds.
Yeah. Oh, Drizzy.
How did that happen?
Oh, Drizzy. Been seen with Delicious. I can't hate on him. Delicious the deal piece. I can't really hate on him can't hate on him on that. But yeah, I guess he done found his way to Delicious from Flavor of Love, and they've been singing around together and stuff like that. So you know, I guess he's doing his thing. But I mean, but you got to think though, ladies, all the ladies is listening. You know, I mean, when you're thinking about Delicious, I mean, who would you rather be with? You know, Flavor Flav or Drizzy Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
I'm pretty sure the ladies is listening. Like, dude, that's a no-brainer. You know, you asked a stupid question right now. You talking real stupid right now, D. But I ain't gonna hate on my man Drizzy. You know, definitely do your thing. As long as he ain't taking Delicious to clubs and throwing bottles and stuff, you know, he all good.
We'll see what happens.
Hopefully he
just
hopefully,
never know.
Right. Hopefully he won't be getting into no fights with nobody about her. So.
Yeah. Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
That's interesting.
I guess you know. Yesterday, RC, we was on a show talking about I guess there was another little situation with Gabrielle, the Olympic gold medalist, and they were talking about, you know, she said that it was a specific gym. I can't remember the name of the gym right off the top of my head, but I almost want to say no, not Equilibrium. That's not it, but. She, when she was training at the gym, you know, she was being ridiculed by some. She said that when she did her interview with Oprah, she was being ridiculed by some of the girls in the gym, and they was calling her a slave. And then she couldn't believe that they were calling her that. She couldn't believe they were talking to her like that. But she was just like, man, is it because I'm black? You know, what's going on? But I guess some of the representatives from the gym and people that worked at the gym or own the gym was a little hot about it, and they were just like, their statement was, you know, she's lying, you know, stuff like that didn't happen. You know, there was nobody in here, you know, here calling her, making racial comments and calling her stuff like that, and if it was, she never said anything about it. You know, we treated her like a favorite around here, and, you know, just straight bold face denying it, you know, and And then one of them kind of made a comment like, you know, if you put girl, and I think with this comment, which gave me an impression that it was true. They were saying when you have girls together, you know, like that, you know, training and stuff like that, you're gonna have a situation where they're gonna be, getting into it with each other and different things like that. To me, that really wasn't no excuse, but.
Right.
Yeah, well, that statement right there just gave me the impression that those comments probably were being said.
Exactly. They were. They know it. That's the first thing they do anyway, is deny. Admit nothing. Deny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly,
you know, so, and, you know, so I'm just like, hey, you know, it's whatever. But, with that statement, it just gave me an impression that, what was probably being said to her was probably being said, you know. So, I just say, you know, congratulations to Gabrielle and to all your success. And, you know, don't worry about all the nonsense. You've been on Oprah now, so you're pretty much famous. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. They ain't saying all that now.
Right. You got a gold medal. The first African American gold medal in that category, and you know, and you've been on Oprah, so you're huge now. Take the success in stride, and I've also stated too that, you know, hey, you're a celebrity now, so you're going to get ridiculed, and you're going to be in the media's eye and in the media's hindsight, and you know, different things are going to come out, or lies and stuff about you are going to come out just to make press. So. You know, you just need to keep the head strong and keep the will strong and don't worry about the nonsense.
Mm-hmm. keep doing what she wanted to do. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, she, you know, just keep her, keep your head strong, and you know, don't worry about all that nonsense. I mean, it's going to be happening. People are going to talk that crazy about you, you know, because, you know, you're a big celebrity now, so it's all good. but, you know, people, you know how it is, you know, but, this is the Hour Show's Not Your Head Wednesday, getting it in tonight. We're going to be talking to Bab Funny in a few minutes. Right now, we got a couple of hits for you. You know, D Slay got to play the hits for y'all. You know, I got to put the hits
sure.
in. And on the starting off on the hit list is a joint. Is one of the hit songs from the group that Babs Bunny was in from making the band, which was called The Band. Yes, indeed. Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That. We're gonna get in with some of that real quick. You know, we got some more music coming up, and also we're gonna be playing an exclusive, one of Babs Bunny's exclusive single hits coming up in the show. You know, definitely after we get a chance to talk to her, we're gonna be playing a Nod Your Head Wednesday exclusive with one of her singles, Close Day Mouth.
All right.
Yeah. Babs say close their mouth. We're gonna bump that a little later as well. But right now, we got The Band with Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That, right here on Nod Your Head Wednesday on the D Hour Show. It's D Slade RC. Let's go.
Bad Boy, baby. We the last standing. Check the record. Check the score. The Band, the next generation of Bad.
Yo, I'm back and I'm hitting them hard. Dress so sag, I don't need no pushing bra. Chick, you mad? Babs got a brand new car. Drop top in the hood, I'm the ghetto superstar. Breathe, pop bottles and roll up trees. Back strong arm chicks like I'm Hercules. You got a problem? Come see the girl, I solve them. Big belly women, we solve them. Dudes in the hood, we bob them. Whenever they floss, you better suck in your chain. Do for keep on walking. I'm a thug, why do people are talking? Look at it cracking. Get the girl stomped out in the club, I make it happen. Did he let me out?
Go, baby.
Sit sick when I open my mouth.
Come on,
I
I'm a changed man since I made the band. Nobody gave a damn, no one gave a hand. I made man, made the band. Wave your hands, rockin' the watch. I think I'm about to blaze the band. Elliot Ness, you know I'm here to stay in the land. Don't try to lie, say the liquor's what made you ramble. Go somewhere and be a maintenance man, a janitor. No, don't blame me, blame your manager. Keep your hands on my pockets, boy. Franchise like I play for the Rockets, boy. So Biggie Small, too poppy, boy. Ready to die, all lies on the project, boy. I put something in your boxes, boy. I can't help it, I'm a violent, boy. All I hear is bad, you boy. You must have been boy. You can't go, you keep down with style, boy. There you go, hopping out the G5 wagon. G-coated, Reese Bowden, T-swagging. Run a game on your chick, your boy's a pimp. I need the one with no type of common sense.
That about it. That
if
about
you find it, then throw it up. Got that fire in you, rain it, light it, then throw it up. Now that's gangster. Don't make me spank at you. Running that water, now your life is in danger. Ride with the underworld that keep banging. Soldiers that be off that frail and be brainless. Picture a clown try to carry me. It won't happen, I won't let you haters worry me. I'ma stay thugged out till they bury me. When they do, I can't wait to see Barry B.
All I hear is that bad boy, from the bad boy, that bad boy being down with the baseball bat. These dudes ain't never kill nothing. I'm afraid you want his head, put a couple in his cover. Don't forgive me, but these dudes is playing with the boss, man. You don't want to get in the trunk, you getting talk.
Come on, man.
If we sight, and you bring your cousin, then homeboy, that's y'all, man. Man, I got it all planned. Diddy father the game.
I'm here,
bad, but not a boy, I got a part of his name. Come on, I see you slipping, then it's off with the chain. Your head harder than wood, and I'm calling your friend or John. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I eat it, sleep, yeah, I lay with them things. Bad boy, when you're in the
bad boy,
so don't play with the scene.
Don't holler. Bad boy,
so don't play with the scene.
Don't holler, baby.
Bad boy, so don't play with the scene.
You
don't
holler.
Bad boy, so don't play with the scene.
Don't holler.
Miami, Capital City, Bad, Fire, Bad.
It's party time. Oh, it's party time. Having a party. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Ha.
Trey Lee, nigga. By storm. Ain't no mystery.
Yeah.
Hey. RNF to
yeah.
death.
Hey. Reaping
one step
death.
Beyond.
RNF, no doubt.
Check it out.
Everywhere that my crew goes, and every hole that my crew knows, and every show that my crew blows, you know we get down.
Hey, this is how we get down with no question. Trees in the VIP section. Big Sun sipping on Prince Connection. Dashing, decked in the latest fashion. Flashing. In the tax free cash, 10 G stash, some even the club seem smashed. Ha, ass in the bunches, run with a zip tight, click with mics, get in your shit like. So better make sure your shit's tight. When I bomb, shit is worldwide like .com. Yo, the rock's warm, get up in that ass like thong, strong arm in the place, that alarm and race. Got a flip, and it's all it takes for me to flip, won't slip. Try to front on to get your front chip, run the chicks home and plus rip. Get a duck stick, let it be known we got a song that don't quit.
Keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the buck. talking about, baby. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to introduce our guest for tonight. Yes, indeed, she is in the building. If I'm not mistaken, I think she may be walking up to the door. Oh, yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, no doubt, you may have seen her in the hit TV reality series, Making the Band 2. She was in the hit Bad Boy group, The Band. And now, doing her solo thing, making flaming volcano fire hits. And you may have seen her hosting the FemC, the Female Hip Hop Battle Arena, Queen of the Ring, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a warm D Hour Show nod your head. Welcome to one and only Miss Bab Bonnie.
Hey.
What's good, Bab?
Hey, hey, hey. Everything is everything. You know, one crazy rhyme right now.
No doubt. Well, I want to say first and foremost, Bab, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show with us tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I just, first of all, I want to say, I've been peeping the Queen of the Ring video. I'm going to say right now, get some female MCs that got some straight flame.
That's the platform that, you know, I'm trying to bring to the world, which I have brought to the world. Let me just correct you. Yeah, you see me hosting, but I'm the CEO. It's my arena. It's my company.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just want to make that clear to the world.
Tell them. She's the CEO, Queen of the Ring. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I've always, you know what, Babs? I've always made it a point to make comments on the shows. Comments on the show, you know, just talking about how I feel like we need more female hip hop artists. You know, we need more female hip hop artists representing the game because don't get me twisted, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not taking anything away from Nicki Minaj, but there's nobody else out there competing with her. There's nobody else out there, you know, sharing the spotlight with her, and we need some more female MCs out there representing. And I'm telling you right now, some of the women that I saw on the video, they need to be in the forefront. They need to be in the spotlight.
Definitely. And that's what I've been doing. You know, right now I got the only platform in the world right now where a female, I don't care about your butt size, your breast size. I don't care about, you know, certain things I don't care about. It's bars, B-O-E, bars over everything. You got bars, then I'll put you in that ring and let you get your shine so the world could see. Like, you know, it's so many female MCs for talent, and they need to be seen.
That's real. Oh, man, and I agree with you. But, you know, I reached out to a few of them, you know, Don and Tori Doe, you know, and I reached out to quite a few of them. And definitely, if they're listening right now, if any of the female MCs are listening right now, the D Hour Show is all about showcasing and focusing on the independent artists, and we consider ourselves the home of the independent artists. But we will put you in rotation if your music is fire. We gonna put you in rotation. So make sure you guys.
Well, Don Lady got some fire, and I'm gonna hit y'all up about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure I get y'all their music.
If anything, I want more and more female MCs. I've been trying to reach out to so many of them. I've been trying to reach out to so many of them because we need more. I want to start bumping because they got fire, and I want to start bumping a whole lot more female MCs on the show and playing their music and, you know, talking to them, doing interviews with them. But, you know, I definitely reached out to them. And like I said, if you guys are listening, hit us up at thehourshow@gmail.com. Make sure you hit us up. Or hit us up on Twitter if you want to get in rotation, and we're definitely gonna get you in because that's what it's all about.
They definitely got it.
Yes, and I feel like they deserve to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, Nicki Minaj and some of the other hip hop artists out there that's being played on mainstream radio. They deserve to be heard like that too. And we definitely gonna get you in.
Any chick I co-sign deserves to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm the Wilhelmina female rap, female hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So,
I like. No doubt. No doubt. Now, tell us about what's going on. What's been going on since the reality series? What's been going on with you and what you've been working on?
Well, I've dropped 3 mixtapes and I dropped a few videos and then I started the Queen of the Ring thing and just been putting 100% into building this brand, and right now I'm working on my album. I don't want to do no more mixtapes. I feel like my supporters, I don't want to call them fans because fans keep you cool. My supporters keep me hot. So all my supporters, they deserve this album. So I've been working on my album, and I'm putting it out independently, and we just gonna go hard. And I got my whole movement, my whole brand running with me, backing me. So that's basically what I've been doing, just getting it hot for females again. It's hard. It's hard for us, man. And Nikki is just like, she's took over, so it's hard to get through that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm not even chasing that major because I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? So let me do what I do on my own, man. Hard work pays off.
It does. Okay. And I got to say, you putting in some serious work, and I commend the hard work that you're putting in. And it shows. It absolutely shows definitely what you're doing. And I got to, man, I'm telling you, some of the women that you're working with, I'm talking talented, extremely talented. And I definitely can't wait until, and plus, your music, I've listened to it, and it's fire. It's in rotation on the D-Hour show. So that's a must. It's definitely
that's
in rotation.
We're
getting it in, no doubt. And we're definitely gonna be bumping your joint Close They Mouth tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
Close They Mouth is just about chicks that be hating on you, and just tell them close your mouth. Like, close your mouth and get your money. Like, stop worrying about what I'm doing. If you ain't doing what I'm doing, then know why you worrying about what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's to everybody, to every chick that's out there grinding, doing her thing. I don't care if you're grinding at McDonald's frying french fries. If the next chick that's making the hamburgers hating on you, tell her close your mouth and make your burgers and leave me alone.
That's real. No doubt. I agree with you. Absolutely. The joint is flame. It's Volcano Heat, and we definitely going to be bumping that tonight, letting everybody get a chance. It's going to be a D-Hour Show world premiere of that tonight as well. Now, do you have any aspirations of working on, because I know you're building a brand for the Queen of the Ring, but do you have any aspirations of working on anything else in entertainment?
Well, I'm definitely trying to dib and dab into television. I've been taking a few meetings and stuff like that because it's time for me to get back on the reality TV wave, because now people was getting big, humongous checks. When I did it was like at the beginning when reality TV was first getting hot. And, we didn't get rich off of that. Like, now they getting rich off of reality TV.
That's real.
This is what I'm saying. So I'm like, I need one of those checks.
Yeah.
So,
they get crazy paid for reality shows now. That's real.
Yes. So I'm trying to get a NeNe Leakes check. Like, I want one of those checks.
No doubt. I got my girl RC in the building. She's a FemC herself, but my co-host RC in the building. RC, you got any questions for Babs?
Buddy, what's up? How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, wonderful.
That is great. It's good to hear. I just remember watching you from a couple seasons y'all was on there. Y'all are very entertaining, I'll just say that. But my question, how can, for anybody who wants to, showcase their skills to you, or possibly have some kind of direction from you, like how would they get at you as far as even to get in the ring and let you hear what
Well, y'all could definitely hit, anybody could definitely hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Babs, and that's B-A-B-S, not B-A-P-S, because some people think my name is Babs. No, it's Babs. So Brooklyn Babs. And you can hit me up at BabsBunnyQOTR@gmail.com. Or you could hit us up on the YouTube page, Queen of the Ring Artist. You know, that's the YouTube page. And I'm all for listening and scouting talent and making, giving them a buzz and putting them on. I just built the Queen of the Ring Studios, me and Vague, and so now we're going to start, you know, putting the girls' package together and all that. Because like I said, like right now I'm the Wilhelmina of female rap. This ain't just a battle league. You know what I'm saying? It's more to that. Like, we try to school these girls and do artist development and, you know, put their package together and showcase it to the world and, you know, go from there. So that's how people need to reach me. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Babs, and I'm responding all day long.
Well, what about, like, female producers? So there's a lot of female producers, and they, you know, they kind of don't get the credit where credit is due oftentimes as well. Would that be extended to them, too?
Just, you know, yes, it will. I'm definitely looking for female producers because we need beats. We can't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the beat is 50% of the record. So, you know, if there's a female producer with hot, I need beats. So if you got hot fire beats and you a female, holla at me. Hit me up. Like, Nicki Minaj got all the beats already. I need the hot beats now.
She ain't got all of them. I'll just say that. She ain't got all the fire. It's still some out there.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. So wherever the fire is at, come bring it to me. Hit me up. I'm looking for female producers, female models, female MCs. And I just started the junior division also for Queen of the Ring for 13 to 17, you know. So I'm
okay.
definitely looking for,
I like that.
For juniors. Yeah.
No doubt. I like that. And it's,
yeah.
And you know what, Babs, you know, I've always stated, and I've been stating many times, especially with hip-hop, especially with kids in this new generation. Man, they need to be listening to some positive hip-hop. We need to be giving these kids, you know, let them listen to the type of hip-hop and music that we grew up on listening to kind of mold them into the type of people that we are. So, you know, I'm always worried about the new generation and what type of music they're listening to because, you know, right now, and that goes into one of my questions I wanted to ask you. You know, right now, hip-hop is in a fragile state right now. A lot of people are upset with it. A lot of people don't like the new generation of rap, you know, a new generation of hip-hop. A lot of people are not really happy with it. Some of the celebs that I've had on the show, you know, Naughty by Nature, Trey Lee, you know, quite a few of them we've had on Twista, a whole bunch of them we had on the show, they're not even happy with some of this new stuff that they've been listening to. They've been hearing on the radio. Like, hip hop right now, people are wondering whether or not hip hop is dead. You know, does hip hop need to be revived? But your opinion, what do you think the state of hip hop is right now, and what do we need to do to bring that life back?
I think everybody needs to rally and ride with Queen of the Ring because we got the pure, rawest form of hip-hop that there is. Ain't no gimmicks, and that's what I mean. It ain't about the look. I mean, the look is the A+. Of course, I want a girl to come in here looking good, but, you know, that's not what I'm signing you for. I'm not looking at your face to sign you. I'm listening to what you got, you know, so... that's just what I think. And I just think that every generation is different. And I believe that, you know, when Run-DMC and all of them was out back then, KRS-One and, you know, MC Shan and all of them, it was a different form of music. And then the gangster rap came out, and none of them liked the new music. They didn't like the N.W.A. and you know, the Tupacs and all the rappers that was spitting the gangster rap. So that was my era. I come from the Maze, the Lock, DMX era. Like, that's my era. So now when I'm looking at listening to the music now, I don't want to so much say that it's whack. I just say that it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's what the youth like. but that's not what I do. You know, everything now is a gimmick, and a lot of stuff that they getting away with now, they couldn't have got away with in my era. No way possible. Like, you know, so that's just how I look at it. I don't think hip-hop is dead. I just think hip-hop is new, and in a few years it's going to be another type of music, but I hope it goes back to my era because that's what it looks like. That's why I like the ASAP Rockies and, you know, the guys that's spitting like that, the Mike Songs out there that's keeping it, the J Mills, you know, the Fabulous, the Red Cafes. Those are the type of rappers that I like to listen to. No, not taking nothing from anybody else, but that's just what those are that's keeping it alive for me right now.
No doubt, Babs. And I agree. That's what we definitely need. We need, and I feel like we just need more and more female hip hop artists out there representing. And like I said before,
I agree.
We need
more hip hop artists that's spitting. Like, you know, like that's what we need. We don't need hip hop artists that's just putting on some tight spandex in a corset and just in the camera like yeah and shaking her butt and stuff like that. Like, no.
That's right. I like that. No doubt. Now, Babs, can you hang out with us for a second? Because I want to bump your joint close to your mouth. And we can, in fact, I definitely got a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
No doubt. Well, it's Not Your Head Wednesday right here on the D-Hour Show. It's your boy, D. Slade and RC. Talking with Babs Bunny, no doubt, CEO of Queen of the Ring. Getting in with her right now. We getting ready to bump her hit joint, Close They Mouth. D-Hour Show world premiere right here on Not Your Head Wednesday. Babs, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Yeah, Babs Bunny the Girl, First Lady of the Streets. You already know what it is. Queen of the Ring .tv. And this is Close Your Mouth by Babs Bunny. Let's go. Let them hear it.
No doubt.
We're going to do something like this.
Now, this is the part I like. It's good to get that money. Get that money. But on our side,
but on my end, we call it that bread.
Gotta get that bread.
Put it in the oven, baby. Put some butter on that. That's some zeros at the end of
gotta
that.
Gotta get them ones up.
Yeah. Let's get it. Money. Fuck these chicks talking about it. They ain't talking dollar sizes. Tell them hold the clothes they mad.
Peace. come on. Pay for chase. Moolah, cash flow. Strictly about that bread where that butter at. Looking for them zeros where them numbers at. Keep me coming back. Talking about that Fetty. Am I worthy of the job? No problem already. Money. Fuck these chicks talking about it. They ain't talking dollar sizes. Tell them hoes to close their mouth.
No doubt, getting it in right here on the D Hour Show, knocking in. You already know how we do. That was the D Hour Show world premiere. Babs and Bunnies get closed their mouth. We got Babs and the Babs was good.
Yeah. That's off the Back to Life mixtape hosted by DJ Corrupt. Y'all can get that on natpick.com or livemixtapes.com. Go download that, Back to Life. Also, go download Wave Music and go download Astronomical.
No doubt, baby, getting it in. Now, Babs, I want to know what experience and what have you taken
Hello? Yeah. Oh, well, the number one thing was hard work pays off, and whatever you put into it is what you're going to get. If you put 50% into it, that's all you're going to get out of it. That's the main thing I learned. And, like, I worked on the Puff for years, and I just learned so much from him, like, as a businesswoman is concerned. And as a businesswoman, that's why I'm able to run my own company from the ground up and become successful with it, because of so much that I learned from just watching him, you know, just watching, seeing how he moved. And a lot of people think, you know, oh, Puff is grimy. Oh, what happened? Oh, Puff did you dirty. No, Puff ain't do me dirty. Puff gave me a lot of money, and he taught me a lot of stuff. So that's what I learned.
That's real. Now, do you still keep in contact with some of the other members of the show in the group?
Yeah, I speak to all of them. Actually, I just spoke to Chopper last night because, you know, the hurricane that's going on and the storm that's going on in New Orleans. So, you know, I was on the phone. Yeah, I was on the phone with him last night for a while, making sure that he good. I speak to Ness often, and I speak to Dylon all the time. And as far as Fred and Sarah, like, I speak to Fred more than I speak to Sarah, but basically I still speak to all of them. I'm in contact with all of them, me, because everybody else don't really rock with each other, but I rock with all of them.
You know, see that, and I like that. I mean, you know, and I know that some of them probably don't really keep in touch with each other too much, but the fact that you still rock with all of them speaks volumes about the type of woman you are and the type of character that you have. So I definitely like to hear that type of stuff. So definitely it's good to hear that you're still keeping in contact with them. And that's always good, still have contact with people that you work with in the business. Because you never know, you could be doing business with them in the future. So it's always good to keep good contact with people.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Now, definitely before we go back, so I just first and foremost I want to say, you know, for all the new up and coming young ladies out there that want to be female hip hop artists and they want to be in this music business, first and foremost, you know, what advice would Babs give them? What advice would you give them?
I would tell them to work on their craft before anything. You know, do your history. You know, like, you just can't say, oh, I rap. You got to do your history on the rap business. This is a business. Like, so do your history on the females that came before you, even the guys that came before you, and just study your craft and work right every day and get your bars up and fuck the haters. That's my main thing, because they're going to hate, and you can't let that get to you. You got to have a strong support team. I keep people around me that genuinely love me unconditionally, and they keep me pushing. You know, so that is the best advice that I could give you, is if you got people around you that love you and support you unconditionally, you can't lose. If they're going to push you when you tired, they're going to push you. So that's the main thing. Fuck the haters. Keep pushing. Make sure your support team is tight and that they love you. And anybody that's against you, get them the fuck away from you quick, like quick, fast, like.
Real.
For real.
Yesterday.
And I don't even care if they're your family member. It could be a family member. If they against you, cut them off.
Cut them loose. Mm-hmm. And make sure, and also make sure you got the right person is working on your finances, because you don't want to be living the Wesley Snipes life.
That goes with the territory. You know, you got to make sure your business is tight and make sure you do business. Your world is your bond. You got to keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? And first impressions is everything. And in this business, you really have nothing to stand on but your word and your name. And that's what you got to stand by, be a woman of your word. Like, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. Like, and that's just what it is.
Now, Babs, my last question for you for tonight. Do you think that, you know, probably mostly hip-hop or even just in music in general, do you think that women are being portrayed a lot more negatively in music than positively than what they used to? But do you think women are being portrayed a lot more negative in music these days?
Hell yeah. I be watching videos and I go to the comments and I be seeing people write comments like, oh, bitch, I want to see your ass. Shut up. Don't rap. Just turn around. Shake your ass. It's more, sex sells. It really, really does. But it's crazy now. Like, when I see, I'm not even going to say the person name, but it's a female rapper that I respect wholeheartedly for bars. And she's been dropping videos lately, and she's been, like, shaking her ass in the video. And that's not even her. And I'm just like, wow, like, that's what it is, Val. So that's how you feeling? Like, come on. Like, so I didn't lose respect for her as an MC because I know she damn. Like, I did a show with her. I came out before her, and I was so happy after I see her before. I was like, I'm glad I went on before her. Like, because she just went ham and cheese. So when I see that, when I look at her now and I'm like, she's shaking her ass, like, I'm just not, like, I'm like, nah. So, yes, it's hard for us because that's what they want. It's like they want you to rap and be a porn star at the same time. That's why Pinky, no disrespect to Pinky, but that's why she could do music now and get 1 million views on Worldstar. I'm like, yo, she's a porn star. But, hey, I guess that's what they want.
No doubt. I agree, and I would love to know definitely who you're talking about, but I might have to do my detective work on that one. But I agree with you. I think women are being portrayed a lot more negative, and you know, I have a daughter, and I really don't like seeing that. I think women need to be portrayed a lot more positive in music, and it just, you know, I think that. Someone really intelligent told me that what you're seeing in music reflects a lot of what's going on in society today. You know, it reflects a lot of what's going on in society today, and that's why we see what we see. So we definitely need to, you know, as parents and educators out there, man, we need to be pushing a lot more positivity to see the next generation of music start being a little bit more positive.
Yep, definitely.
But
come on, Josh. So I gotta go. I gotta go.
All right, Babs. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure
on the show with us, and let all your girls know on Queen of the Ring to definitely hit us up. You know what I'm saying? So we can definitely get them on the show and get their music in rotation.
I got you on that. I'm gonna get the music to you, and I'm gonna line them up so they could come, you know, do their interviews. But I got you on that, and I appreciate the love.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we're gonna keep supporting everything that you do. And you have a blessed night.
You too. All right. You too. Good night.
All right. This is the Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. That was Babs Bunny from the hit reality series Making the Band 2 and the CEO of Queen of the Ring. And if you are a hip-hop MC out there and you like and you know that you spit flame, definitely make sure you guys make sure you hit up Babs on Twitter and definitely holler at her about or go to Facebook to Queen of the Ring and definitely holler at Babs if you're trying to get in the ring and get your battle on and showcase those styles. And all the female hip-hop artists out there that are listening, like I said before, you know, we need more female hip-hop artists out there representing, and we'll definitely get you in rotation. If you spit in flame and you got that flame music, definitely hit us up, thehourshow@gmail.com, thehourshow@gmail.com. And you can also hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at thehourshow, thehourshow. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll definitely get the information to you so we can get your music in rotation and get some interviews set up for you, because that's what it's all about. We need to be getting some more female MCs out there representing. It's your boy D Slate, your girl RC. We's in the building. It's time to get some more hits in there real quick. When we come back, me and RC, we got some things we're going to discuss. But when we get back, let me get a chit chat on with you guys, let you guys know what's going on. And we got the hits. You already know how we do it. It's my man Twista with Ain't Too Young right here on the D-Hour Show. Notch the Head Wednesday is in the building. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
But now, baby, I'm grown up. Know just how I like it. Know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now.
I never paid no attention, but I'm hearing that you used to get goosebumps if I'm around and when my name is mentioned. For your age, you was never immature though, always into older boys. Mama told you to come up in the house, cause you acting too fast and you don't know them boys. When you was a babe, you was able to come out. You said you wanna feel passion with me. I told you that you were cutie, but when I look at your booty, you ain't even got ass and titties. But you were still determined to get me. Sick of me looking at you like you were relevant. And even though you thought you was old enough, I knew your mind and your body was still developing. But now it's been a couple of years. Time flew, your mind grew, and your behind grew. Ain't no question about if you a woman now. Take a look at them legs, I want you in the bed. So when I ask her, do she think she ready? This is what she said.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now baby I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it, and I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now.
And I was like, damn, that's you. Could've got you in a Chevy. I knew you wasn't ready. Even though you was of age, I didn't rush you. If I knew the little girl on the block would've turned into what I was looking at now, I would've cuffed you. All swagged out, hair done with your Louis Vuitton's on. Trip up how you looking now that you done got grown. Didn't want you, now I'm wishing you was my own. Whole nother story when you got them heels out. Looking at your figure and the way you feel down. Because at first I wouldn't give her the time of day. Now I'm all in the face to see what she about. Where does she like to go? What she like to do? But is she a freak or how she like that? Is she a bust down to give a brain to run the trains or really on the right track? If I hollered at you when you was 19 or 20, you would've been strong. Cause you was too young. Now she's so fly, I ask and I hit it, that's what she sung.
I can get freaky as I wanna, be nasty as I wanna. I used to be a young girl, but now baby I'm grown up. Know just how I like it, know just how I want it. And I can tell you want me too. Cause I ain't too young now, now.
cut from a different fabric. You can't rip it, it's lavish and magnificent. Average, I'm past gifted, it's sort of simple arithmetic. Put me in the room, let me conversate with the instrument and tell it my innermost fears, very intimate. Transcend time, space, light years into it, but old school to the core. In essence, I'm the only 4G Motorola time poor. I'm a rarity, kinda like the McLaren, the clarity. Seriously though, I am nothing close to a parody. If you're listening, then I know you're close to insanity. You'll dig it, I promise, just ask the woman that married me. I am fully focused, I'm seeing everything clearly. Treat a track like Kunta and Master whipping it merrily. Maniacal laugh, I follow the path steadily. Trying to be what you'll never be. So now you're asking me when, and then you're asking me how. Now I'm showing you truth, I'm telling you now. Posted up on the roof, reaching up to the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds.
Never stretch harder, oughta be automatic. Out of all the people here, it is me trying to grab it. And I see better with Hennessy. They tendencies hard to trust, but honestly love's the remedy for enemies. I can spend my energy, synergy to infinity. He is not from around here, so I pretend to be no goodie. Blending, defending my acts and opinions. Asking these questions for knowledge that put racks in my denim. Fasten my fitting, more fascinating. Faster I get it, fashion and women dreams. I stretch them like a gymnast. I'm reaching for the clouds, they reaching for my style. They wondering how it ends. I can just tell you now, I just can't tell you who. When it comes to the trial, when it comes to the end, hope I end with a smile. I'm reaching for the clouds.
Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the
in the golden carrot. I'd rather be alone and play parrot. You hear it, you fear it. I'd rather go the other way. I'm calling the audible audio. This another play in the gym all night. Homie working on his J. What else can I say? Plenty more. I'm open 24 with 16. That's 40. You keep a score. Sanity over vanity. Myself a four. I'm raw like Kane. And sugar not Shane. Proceed to be plain. What you learn about perception. The mind play tricks. Mental deception. Me, I'm an exception to the rule. Jump into the pool, feet first, so I can notice all the thirst. Cause people wanna part when you cool, then they part when you cool. Never show your hand, lost 21, play the fool. And when they ask why, I'm supplying them the answer. What do doctors use when they tryna fight cancer? This is chemo, he go as far as his feet take him. And when you get him down, time to break him. I never shake him, I got him, provide him proper motivation. It's only my shadow that I'm chasing. I'm reaching for the
clouds, reaching out for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds.
Paparazzi, then back to the block where the hottie ties. That's how we.
bouncing back. Don't start no one beating her, that's a whole nother nothing crack. But that's what it is, it's what it do, darling. Your whole clique's the shit without knowing we love who you calling. We love music, we use it, we choose it. That's how we does it, that's how it's done, that's how we do it. Back yonder barbershop, parking in the parking lot.
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back, welcome back. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. D Slater, RC in the building. You already know we're getting it in, playing the hits. We just got through listening to Naughty by Nature featuring Selena Johnson with Do It. Before that was Slum Village featuring Focus, my man Focus, and rapper Big Pooh with Clouds. And then you heard Twista with, featuring Tia with Ain't Too Young. And we doing it like that right here on the D-Hour Show. RC, what's good?
Boy, there's all kind of stuff going on in the music industry. Well, I shouldn't say music industry, in the entertainment industry.
Well, you're snitching. What's going on?
I was going to say folks are snitching. Allegedly, I guess Lindsay Lohan was hanging out with Suge Knight's son.
Uh-oh.
He went to a... They were at somebody's mansion or something like that, I guess at a party or whatever, and something happened. I don't know what had happened, but he just started stealing. He was just putting their belongings in his, you know, stealing them and taking them and everything. And I guess they started doing the investigation and everything, and Lindsay Lohan came back, and she was like, she brought back some of the stuff, some of the items. So I'm like, I think you guys probably should put this up better than what you did. She was like, because he was stealing everything. And I'm like, oh, my God. So they dropped the investigation on her, so I guess now they're looking at him. But where the hell do you get to hang out with Suge Knight's son? What circle?
And then just, exactly, how do you, but you know what? I guess Lindsay's trying to get down with it, get down with all kinds.
Boy.
I guess he's trying to get down with all kinds. But, I mean, and plus, you know, Suge Knight's son going to take the, going to, of course, take the blunt and the stereotype, you know, criticism. Probably from the law because of the shady past of his father, but definitely, hopefully the brother, you know, don't get into, you know, too much trouble with that. But man, Lindsay out there like, man,
she everywhere.
she the new age Marilyn Monroe in this piece.
What? I don't know.
everywhere. Well, I tell you, man, in the immortal words of my man, Rick James, crack cocaine is a mother. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, drugs is a mother.
Yeah.
Man, well, I got some info for you, too, RC. Uh-oh. Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop. We all remember Axel Foley, the blockbuster character that Eddie Murphy created through Beverly Hills Cop. Of course, Beverly Hills Cop 2 was my favorite. But and then Beverly Hills Cop 3 was made in 1994. Actually, Eddie Murphy wasn't too happy with that one. But it seems that the Axel Foley character may be coming to the small screen. That's what and if you don't understand that, that's what we like to call television. But Axel Foley was last seen gallivanting on roller coasters in 1994. It's terrible, in Eddie Murphy's words, Beverly Hills Cop 3. Now, nearly two decades later, the character is returning to the small screen, maybe. Here's the twist. The proposed show would follow Foley's son, now a cop, and we're taking a stab in the dark here, in Beverly Hills, according to Vulture. Murphy and Sean Ryan, creator of The Shield, are working on making the idea a reality for Sony Pictures Television. Don't expect appalling violence and the corruption a la The Shield if it makes it to production. Beverly Hills Cop would likely be a buddy action comedy. The project is reportedly in the pitch process right now, which means it's a long way from seeing the light of day. In an interview with Rolling Stone last year, Murphy remarked that in the proposed show, his character would now be the chief of police in Detroit. He wouldn't be a regular cast member, Murphy said. He said, I do the pilot, show up here and there. The fact that Sean Ryan, best known for his ultra-gritty The Shield, is co-developing the project gives us hope. Not only that the series will make it to the screen, but that it will help viewers forget about Beverly Hills Cop 3. Should the show make it to prime time, it would join a long but disgusted list of TV programs that started as films, some like MASH and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which became huge hits. Others like My Big Fat Greek Life and Ferris Bueller tanked. Time will tell if Axel Foley and Son will get their chance with a new generation. What you think, RC? Mm.
I don't know. It's kind of like that's one of the movies you should have just left alone. You should have just, you know, told that story and kept it moving.
Well, I think me having that film mindset, I think I kind of understand why Eddie Murphy probably wants to do it, because he really wasn't happy. He really wasn't happy with Beverly Hills Cop 3, and I think he wants to find a way to try to help renew everybody's faith in the whole Beverly Hills Cop franchise. Now, don't get me wrong, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 was phenomenal. Like I said, Part 2 was one of my favorites, but I heard rumors, because I had heard about this before previously, and I heard rumors that possibly, because Eddie Murphy was Axel Foley, and Eddie Murphy is one of the hottest comedians in comedy history. So they gotta have somebody that's funny, and somebody that's hilarious like him. And I heard that they was talking about getting Kevin Hart to do it.
So that should be interesting.
And I really do think that it would be hilarious if they. And I look at it like this. I feel like if they won't do a TV series, then I think maybe they should do a movie. To revitalize the franchise, and then have Eddie Murphy as the chief, and then have Kevin Hart playing the new cop.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I think that would be phenomenal. I mean, Kevin Hart is big right now, so. On the comedy scene, so I think that would be great. I absolutely think it would be great. And it looks like we lost my girl RC. Well, it's okay. You know, it tends to happen. I know she'll call back in. You know, that's what happens sometimes when you know, when like I told you guys before, it's real radio. Ish, she's back.
Push the button, my bad.
It's all good. But yeah, I really, like I said, like I was saying, I really do hope they do it though. I think it's gonna be a like I said, if they don't do the TV series, I think that another movie to revitalize the franchise would be great, and then Kevin Hart can kind of take over, and if he want to do more movies, he can do it himself.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy probably wanted to do it his way too, though. He probably didn't get that opportunity to do it his way. So.
Exactly, and you know he would probably have more a say so of what's going on with the TV series or even a new movie. You know what I'm saying? So I think it would be great. I think they should definitely, if they don't do the series, definitely do a new movie. But can't wait to see it, though. Definitely can't wait to see it. I'm going to play a couple of hits. And then when we come back, D-Slay going to go in. Y'all know I got this new segment I do on all the shows called D-Slay Goes In. And, you know, tonight, RC, I want to go in on why... go in on people putting too much information on social networks. Your boy got to go in. I got to go in on it. I got to go in on it. But we're gonna play a couple of hits real quick, and then when we come back, yeah, D-Slay going in on that. But we're going to start off with my man No Malice from the hit hip-hop group Clips with his new joint, June, right here. On Nod Your Head Wednesday on the D Hour Show. Let's go.
But I know I'm gonna change that tune. Oh, when I'm back on top in June. That's life.
Day I'm riding on my high horse. Custom leather seats in the Porsche to die for. The Jews alone made them sick. I am an eyesore. They couldn't see me like Stevie, Machiri or more. With three or four baddest of my women friends. One in the front, two in the back of the latest Benz. Rim spinning, tires Pirelli. Happy day, some Fonzarelli. What you gonna tell me? Am I not the realest? $1,000 bottles. Just so I could spill it in the VIP, standing on the couches, talking cash, cause my money's mine. From under you, they kick you when you down, no one gives a number two, down but not out, so you should never snooze, cause a dude who's at rock bottom ain't got nothing to lose, if you know who you are, you ain't got nothing to prove, cause to me, red bottoms ain't nothing but shoes, win, lose, or draw, I'm working on these flaws, I just wish chicks would stop throwing me they draw. Judas kisses, lying to the missus, racing to hit the street, looking for my mistress. Now look at me, looking for forgiveness, for trying to put my thing where I ain't got no business. Stop it on a dream. I said that life. What goes around comes around.
much. Yo, I'd have heard I was crazy. They want me to make my first album.
How come?
Guess they was nervous of the outcome. Get it done anyway. What them people say as we look around, notice who ain't with me here today. My circle getting small, my legend growing bigger, and I'm yet to reach my apex. Go figure. All the respect I accumulated, you can times that by 10 and it's understated. I done been shot down, underestimated. I done seen plenty try, I'm the one that made it. I ain't related to your failure, young and I'm no loser. Icebox flow, novice, just cooler. Slick as the ruler, verbiage be the jewelry. Bout making moves, rest of y'all time foolery. Ain't nobody true as me, ain't nobody cool as he. Y'all about truancy, I'm all about brutacy.
They say they know, they don't. Say we should go, but we won't. They say so much, but I don't. Let them say what they want, say what you want. They say they know, but they don't. Say we should go, but we won't. They say so much, but I don't. Let them say what they want.
The world don't stop, cause my foot is on the brake. My belly ain't full when there's food on your plate. I'm tired of talking about how they ain't ate, but sit up on the net, perpetrating like they straight. The pace is the pace, I know egos do inflate. This life ain't a movie, dog, it's only one slate. It's only one bar, split stone, no breaks. This is all protein,
muscle milk,
no shakes. It's written on your face, I can no longer toy. We're grown men, Peter Pan and such boys. We all make noise. My frequency is favored. Return of the Jedi, better have your lightsaber. We can be neighbors, never more friends. Loyalty is royalty, you'll get it in the end. I did it once again, it's honor to the death. Or H-O-J, till I'm done, nothing left.
They say they know, but they don't. Say we should go, but we won't. They say so much, but I don't. Let them say what they want.
Personality and the thing that you're doing, you want to get upset. Don't get upset.
stop putting the bullshit on the social networking sites. Stop doing it. Don't nobody want to see all that. You know, and then you get upset or hurt when you get criticized. You know, if you want to talk to your friends, talk to your friends. But, you know, some people are putting too much information on there. And then you got dumb individuals, okay, because now with a lot of people not understanding, but now a lot of jobs, a lot of law enforcement agencies, you know, and a lot of different companies are checking out people's Facebook page and Twitter pages. Look, people, and then we got people getting fired from jobs and arrested and different things like that because of dumbass information that they're putting on these social networking sites. And then you get fired and you don't know what's going on. You know, same thing with YouTube. Dumbass dummies putting videos of them beating up somebody or doing it, and then you got your mouth stuck out when the police is knocking on your door, or you crying in court when a judge say, oh, you got a year in prison. Then you want to cry. But your dumbass wasn't crying when you was putting them stupid videos on YouTube, laughing in the background with you beating up or doing whatever it was you was doing, whatever crime you was committing, thinking it's funny, but not realizing that you're putting yourself out there to be caught up. Yeah, you a smart criminal. You know, I just want to say that stop putting all that information on there. That's not what they were created for, okay? They were created for you to keep in contact with your friends, stay in the loop with your friends, and advertise your business or your company or whatever it is that you're working on to network with other individuals. That's what it was for. That's what it was designed to be for. And then with Twitter, you know, you got people making comments, and a lot of times I start, you know, feeling like some of the celebrities are maybe making comments on Twitter on purpose just to get recognized or just to start up some drama. Because the sad part about it is, as Americans, we love drama. We love drama. We love it, plain and simple. And then when we see that garbage and we see that mess, we just so happy to see it, then we start tweeting, oh, so-and-so said this, oh, now you got Twitter beef. And like I said before, Twitter beef to me sounds like a side dish at a China buffet. You want your lo mein and your Twitter beef? That's what it sounds like to me. You know, I'm telling you right now, people, stop putting the information out there. Okay, stop putting it out there. Nobody wants to see it. Okay. The social networking, Facebook, YouTube, all that was to help build your brand, help advertise your business, and keep in contact with your family and friends. That's what it's for, not putting unnecessary information on there. And if you're going to put unnecessary information on there and private information on there, then you better be ready for the hailstorm. You better be ready for the rain of whatever barrage of comments. And be ready for the responsibility of what's going to happen when you put that information on there. It's your boy D. Slade. I had to go in. RC, you good? RC? You went on mute on me? RC, you went on mute on me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Did I go in too hard? I went in too hard?
No, you didn't go in too hard, but I just said sometimes some things just have to be said. Because folks is crazy or retarded or something. Something ain't right.
What do you think about that, though, real quick?
I personally feel that with Facebook and all that, I mean, if I'm going to say something personal, I call all my friends up. We don't communicate through Facebook like that. Now, unless you put a pickup or we was at a gathering, I might comment, but for the most part, that didn't make no sense to me, especially like you said, with them, you know, checking as far as jobs and, you know, it's just crazy. It's like people, they do a lot of things without thinking first, and that's why they be looking crazy later. Because hindsight is 20/20, which you should have saw that first time around.
And it's like, you know, like especially like with those idiots that be posting videos of what they did to somebody in some restaurants. You know what? You know, the fools, the dummies that do that, I encourage the police to go get their dumb ass.
Mm-hmm.
Go get their dumb ass for putting that information out there, thinking they getting thinking it's funny and they getting away with something.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Kiki, now you're crying.
Somebody needs to create the dumbass police. You know what I'm saying?
They be busy all the time. They never get a break.
Oh my God.
Never get a break.
Emergency. We just cornered a really dumbass individual on Brooklyn and so-and-so Boulevard. I mean, they'd be busy 24/7.
Mm-hmm. 24/7.
We're in the wind down. Got a couple minutes left. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Naja here Wednesday. Your boy D Slate filling in for my man L1 because he's sick. Hopefully, you know, hope L1 feel better, bro. I know that the peeps can't wait to hear you back next Wednesday on Nod Your Head. You know, it's always my pleasure to fill in for my brother. But getting it in with my sis, RC, tonight, and you already know how we do it, playing the hits. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Big shout-out, big ups to my girl Babs Bunny for tonight. And definitely make sure you guys contact her and check her out. Queen of the ring, but she building a huge brand and a huge business, and it's popping. Fire. Make sure y'all keep up and talk to her. Look up Queen of the Ring on Facebook and also contact Brooklyn Babs on Twitter and definitely get up with her about it. All the female MCs out there that's listening, hit us up. TheHourShow@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter. If you want your music in rotation, if you want to get on the show, definitely hit us up. And it's a pleasure, as always, to give you guys real radio and wonderful radio. And the D-Hour Network is going to continue to do that. Make sure you keep tuning into the D-Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. It's our pleasure. Everybody, please enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. Stay blessed, and we'll see you guys next time. D-Slate is out. RC is out. We out. We gonna holla.
Okay. See ya.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.